As soon as Wolf began to feel that he would like a decent meal, he went and knocked on Grandma's door. When Grandma opened it, she saw
the Subway Peter, horrid grin, and Wolfie said, "May I come in?" Poor Grandmama was terrified, he's going to jump, she cried.
And she was so absolutely right, she ate her up in one big bite. But Grandmama was not in touch, and Wolfie read, "It's not enough."
Yeah.
I haven't yet begun to feel that I have had a decent meal. I ran around the kitchen yelping, "I've got to have second helping." The second helping. The second helping. The second helping.
Fuck you!
Then added with the frightful ear, "I'm therefore going to wait right here till little Miss Red Riding Hood comes home from walking in the woods." In the woods.
He quickly put on Grandmom's clothes, of course he hadn't eaten those. He dressed himself in coat and hat, he put on shoes, and after that,
he even brushed and curled his hair, then sat himself in Grandma's shed. And in his curled and wet and stuffed and started, and she said,
He sat there watching her and smiled. He thought, "I'm going to eat this child." Compared with her old grandmama, she's going to taste like caviar.
Ah, well, no matter what you say, I'm going to eat you anyway. The small girl smiles, one eyelid flickers. She whips a pistol from her niggas.
She aims it at the creature's head, and bang, 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 she shoots him dead. A few weeks later, in the wood, I came across Miss Riding Hood.
Miss Riding Hood.
But what a change.
No clock of red, no silly hood upon her head.
She said hello, and do please note,
"My lovely furry Boston coat."
The wolf is dead. The wolf is bad. The wolf is sad. The wolf is dead.